There are few things more satisfying than watching squirrels being baffled. It used to happen every day outside my window. They climbed the slippery pole and tried to work their way around the large metal baffle that blocked their way to the bird feeder. I felt an ignoble sense of triumph about defeating such small and brainless creatures, and sometimes I would go out like a fool to scatter a few seeds on the ground as a kind of apology. But things have changed. The squirrels have perfected a kind of wriggling jump that gets them over the baffle and right into my expensive bird seed. It has taken a couple of years for our resident squirrel families to accomplish this feat. My last attempt to stop them, suspending the feeder from a 50-foot cable stretched between the trees, lasted about the same amount of time. In two generations, they learned to walk the high wire, upside down, like sloths. After 30 years of my best efforts to defeat them, these talented rodents are still way ahead of me. In fact, I think we're evolving a new race of super squirrels here, as each generation learns to defeat more and more complicated defenses, rather the way viruses respond to antibiotics. One summer we tried keeping a water pistol on the deck and shooting the squirrels right off the feeders. They got into the spirit of the thing and did some splendidly dramatic falls worthy of Harold Lloyd. You could have sold tickets. But were they discouraged? No. Squirrels are a big issue on Long Island because more and more people like me are feeding wild birds, which is not a cheap hobby. It used to be just a matter of a few stale breadcrumbs, but now in the Birdie Boutique, every taste is catered for. There are 57 varieties of birdseed and suet, and feeders in every whimsical style you can imagine. Swiss huts, Tudor lanterns, thatched cottages, lighthouses, wishing wells, and strange postmodern structures that are designed to attract the architecturally sophisticated bird. But the snake in this particular Garden of Eden is the squirrel. A lot of bird feeder manufacturers advertise that they can defeat squirrels with some combination of wire mesh or drop-down trapdoors like something out of an Indiana Jones movie. Squirrels, however, figured out these simple devices long ago, and even the owner of our local bird seed store conceded that they were a waste of time. It's an all-too-familiar kind of arms race in which one side deploys massive technology at vast expense and the other relies on ingenuity, cunning, and patience. I once tried the squirrel equivalent of humanitarian aid. My plan was to make them too fat to climb the feeders and too well-fed to want to try. I set up ears of dried corn on cute little perches like Dinah Bonquettes at strategic points around the garden. The squirrel population skyrocketed, and I found myself buying 40-pound bags of dried corn every week. The squirrels had so much extra energy that they almost learned to fly. The experiment was declared a failure. We have to accept defeat, and that may be a good thing. If the weapons are thrown away and everybody gets to eat, it could be the roadmap to peace, at least in our backyard. This is David Boucher.